Welcome to the Accent Training Podcast, a podcast where I teach you how to harness the sound of your spoken English. I teach you how to move your muscles in the way that's going to produce the clearest sound possible in an American accent. My name is Pat, and I'd like to ask everybody listening, do you ever mix up words when you're speaking English? Maybe two words which you can see are spelled differently, but you just can't put your finger on what the difference in pronunciation is. You see, this is because English has movements and sounds that may not exist in your native language. But when you learn to use these sounds, to harness them for your own speech, your perception of spoken English changes as a whole. Not only will you pronounce words clearer in a way that native English speakers can understand without issue, but your own understanding of English speakers will improve. You'll start to hear more subtle differences in the sounds. Well, today, I'm going to have a chat with my nephew here, Mr. Eric. Eric is a young Mexican English learner. English is not his first language. Spanish is his first language. However, like many of you listening did when you were children, he is currently studying English in school. And Eric had a question for me today about pronunciation. And I'd like to share this question with everybody because I believe that if all my listeners hear my answer to this question for Eric, their own ability to recall the sounds and movements of spoken English will improve as well. We're going to take a good look at a couple of words which are spelled differently, but the vowel sounds made may not be familiar to you in your native language. These are the words bear and bird. Now, like I said, the movements of English vowel sounds may not exist in your native language. And if the air and sounds used in English are unfamiliar to you, it's quite likely that you mix these up as well. Bear, bird. So listen on in as I jump into this quick little lesson I gave my nephew today, and we learn how we can use some slow motion, stretched out, exaggerated movements to train our muscles to produce a crystal clear American accent. Enjoy, folks. Today I have Eric, my nephew, practicing his English with me. How are you today, Eric?
Good, and you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I'm having a good day. Eric, where are you from?
I am from Mexico.
And what language do you speak?
Spanish.
Spanish. Okay. And maybe a little English?
Yes, I'm practicing.
Where do you practice your English?
In school and classes outside school.
Have you been outside of Mexico?
No.
No? Always in Mexico?
Yes.
Well, today I would like to teach you some difficult things of English that Mexican people struggle with. So tell me, Eric, what is difficult in English for you? What sounds or what words are difficult?
Beer and beard, the oso y pájaro.
Bird and bear.
Yes.
Wow, those are tricky. And why are they difficult?
I don't know how to pronounce them clearly.
Well, let's talk about these today because these are difficult. People who speak Spanish often have a hard time when we have some vowel sounds like or air and a hard time telling the differences between them. So let's see first how we make the R sound. Can I hear you make the R sound, Eric? Let's hear what you got. R.
R.
And hold that R a little longer. R.
R.
Good. Now, everybody listening, notice Eric makes a good R sound. Eric, how he makes his R sound is he brings the front of his tongue, it goes up, it points upwards, and it goes towards the roof of his mouth. But Eric does not touch the roof of his mouth. He doesn't go R, but R. Big difference between Spanish and English. Eric, can I hear the sound A? A.
A.
A. A. One more time.
A.
Now, when we make this A sound, we want to have two positions that we make. The first position is we give it an A sound. Can I hear that from you? A.
A.
That's it. After the A, we make our tongue go tense and touch our top teeth, and this gives us Yi. And now let's put those together. Can I hear A?
A.
And the Yi a little stronger. A.
A.
There it is. One more time, like that again. A.
A.
There it is. That's a good one. Now, let's take this a step further. When we say the word Bayer, Bayer, we're making this A, A. So what we want to do is get that A-er transition very clear. So can I hear from you this sound? A, and then R. A-er.
A-er.
Once more, making the Yi. More Yi.
A-er.
Yes, let's do that again. A-er.
A-er.
Now with a B before it, let's hear Bayer.
Bayer.
Good. So Bayer, this is also. Bears, they live in the forests. In Mexico here, there are bears living in the mountains. Have you seen a bear?
No, I haven't seen a bear.
Well, they are out there. There's lots of bears around here. So after bear, let's talk about this other word, bird. Now, here's the difference, my friend. When we're going bird, my teeth are very close. Let's do that again. That was good. And now let's hear the word burr, like you're cold. Burr. And now putting a D on the end of that, bird.
Burr.
Oh, close together, keeping your teeth very close.
Bird.
Yeah, one more time. Bird.
And now bear.
Yes, let's do them both again. Bear.
Bird.
One more time. Bear.
Bird.
Yes, sir. So the difference between these is in how much we move our jaw. When we're making this A-er,
Bayer,
we open our mouth wide and we get an A. And then we close our mouth to get a Y, A. And then we bring the tip of our tongue up, Bayer. And now, when we get the word bird, our teeth are close, very close together, and it's a flat kind of sound.
Bird.
And now, both of them again, bayer,
bird.
Once more, bayer,
bird.
For today, Eric, this is our lesson for today. It's sounding very clear. We're getting a difference in the vowel sounds now. Initially, we were hearing bird.
now Bayer Bird. So, Eric, now, for the rest of your life, you have an advantage over your friends, over your future peers and colleagues. They won't know the difference between those words, but you will. You'll know the difference. And when you've got the difference, it's all easy sailing from there. So keep up the good work, my friend. Keep practicing your English. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we finish today?
No, thank you.
Okay. A man of few words, this Eric. He doesn't need many words, but the ones he has, he uses them well. Thank you for your time today, Eric. Thank you for your help. Many people will learn from this, and I hope that your English keeps getting better and better. Have a good one, buddy.
Goodbye.